bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
He's trying to get the food.
That's why I rap for the bag. If he get out.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Hey, put your hands together like this. Hey, come on, Ethan. Y'all not cooperating over here. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on now. Hey.
He's right. to sing. Come on, let's raise it like a big choir.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody raise your voice and say,
praise the Lord.
Everybody raise your voice and say,
praise the Lord.
He's been so good, he's been so good. I hear you in my ear. Stop. It was about to go boom, 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 boom. Last time out there for real. Let freedom feel.
Let freedom feel.
If you're grateful for freedom, clap your hands.
it all. But on you I can.
You'll fight my battle
for me,
and
I will see victory.
And when it feels like I'm down to nothing,
that only means
that God is
up to
something.
When it feels like
that only
means
that God is
up to
something.
Let's talk to him tonight.
Cause
you know
what's
best.
It's you.
You supply
my everything.
Why worry
what
tomorrow
holds?
When
tomorrow
belongs
to you.
Something.
You've been waiting
for God
to
up to
something.
And
I was writing this
song. I said,
he's moving
what
needs to be
moved.
Just for
you.
So
trust and
believe
he
will
come.
God
is
coming on
up
to
something,
yeah.
God is
up to
something.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24-7, 24-7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beats. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Give you another track. On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Come on, children. Let's have a good time. All we gotta do is to cheat. Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with Jesus will be. You can count on the Lord. Thank him tonight because you do it. Praise him tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have
a good time.
I think I said it again. I tell you, come on, children, just have
a good time.
All we gotta do is Jesus, gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with you can count on the Lord. Take him tonight because praise him tonight.
Well, listen. Somebody's in here, sitting here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself.
They don't want to go.
You can't wait for nobody else.
Crank up the night because it's your way.
Crank up the night because
you got.
Come on and let's have a one more time. Look, somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. If they don't want to go, you can't wait for nobody else.
And thank them tonight because
you got.
Wait them tonight because
you got.
Yeah, come on and let's have. Come on and let's have.
Good time.
I said to come on and let's have.
Good time.
I said to come on and let's have.
Good time.
I got one little question today. Did you come here to have?
Good time.
I don't want to know.
Good time.
Did you come here to have?
Good time.
If you really want to have.
Good time.
If you know that you can have.
Good time.
If you know that you can have.
Good time.
And you really want to have. If you know you want to have a good time,
good time,
I want you to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Hey, let's have. Come on, let's have. Come on, let's have. Hey, let's have. Come on, let's have. Can I get me somebody? Can I get me somebody? Let's have. Let's have. Let's have. Let's have. Let's have a, let's have a, let's have a, come on, let's have a, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's have a, yeah, 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 come on, let's have a, let's have a, let's have a. Let's have a, come on, I wanna have a, come on, I wanna have a, Justin, I wanna have a, Tommy Brown, I wanna have a, Michael Boone, I wanna have a, Roy, 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 got to have, got to have, got to have, got to have, can I tell you, you've been good, yes he has, we've been good.
We just put magic into our music.
All right, come on.
Come on. I can never repay. Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. You be told I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he gives them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover. Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. You know you did it with a lot of air. No, it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he coming on this with y'all.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
What I do to fall, you look like I do, I do. You could've lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
The People's Station.
Oh no, I really need to see something, bro. I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm about to say forget this, you know what I'm saying? I done heard it all.
Show me,
I don't
know. Show me your glory.
I gotta see something different, I gotta see.
Cause I've heard all the stories. How you would make everything okay. How you be there for me, come when mess. Right now, I need to see your face. And I gotta feel this amazing grace. Honestly, my God, I need to see something. Tired of people walking up to me just to decree something. God, I'm trying hard and I really wanna believe something. See, the world is saying that it's all lies, but I just wanna see it with my own eyes. Show me your glory. Cause I've heard all the stories. Now you would make everything okay. Now you be there for me, come with me. Right now.
Okay, Lord, I feel like a bad guesser. With no intercessor. She was an awesome dresser. English professor. And she would always explain to me how to handle pressure. You just be the greater, let them be the lesser. Now every day I see a picture sitting on the dresser. When she was sick, I had the confidence that you would bless her. She was tired and I guess you decided to rest her. So many questions but didn't want to be disrespectful. And since you took the king and queen, am I the true successor? Or should I sit back, let them work and become an investor? Lord, I don't want to give advantages to my oppressors. I just need to see something, then I'll be aggressive. And so
show me,
show me your glory. Cause I've heard all the stories, how you would make everything okay. How you be there for me, come when may. Right now, I need to see your face.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there. Oh my, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
Tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord, I'm on you. Let me say it one more time, and I'll go ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me that y'all, Jesus would always be there. Oh man, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Hey, hey, hey. I am depending on you. Sometime I tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus. Lord, I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord,
I'm depending
on you. If anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell him, I'm depending. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may want to know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on you.
Yeah.
couple drive-by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
Incredible, awesome God.
Incredible, awesome God.
You keep something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Come on, y'all.
Tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm Church of God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
One said, I'm Jehovah. Pastor, you know what I told him? I said, it don't make
them tears. Look at them eyes. You don't even know. You don't have to cry. It's already handled. Like Olivia Pope. You've been hurt inside so many times. Time to let it all go. Just cut away. Help us on the way. Wait until the morning comes. Brand new day. Seems impossible. Watch what I say. Promise he's gonna wipe every tear away. Just don't understand. I can still feel you around. Mama, why'd you leave? Why you had to go? Felt like I wanted to die, but the devil's a lie. Thought I'd never recover, but look at me now. Every day gets better. I know she's smiling down, and I don't have to cry anymore.
God is awesome. The world is full of iconic figures. The people praise them, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like rocks and gators, found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to in the day of trouble, and will we blow it like hot food? The song's official, nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, "Thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power." So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
He's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice and testify.
Favorite gospel station.
Oh, 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 oh.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
I've heard stories of what you've done, testimonies of the battles you've won. I searched for solutions and I couldn't find one. So if you don't do it, it can't be done.
I've seen mountains that they said couldn't move. Check in the mail when the bills are due. Never met a problem you could not solve. If you don't do it,
the mouth of my enemy,
and do for me what you did for the woman who was bleeding. Oh, yeah.
Do for me what you did for Abraham and Sarah.
Touching somebody. For the word says it's two or three.
Yeah. Oh,
that would touch and agree.
Thank you, Lord.
That he would be a God in the midst.
Yes.
And I want you to believe God not only for yourself, but for that person you're touching.
Yes.
And we're going to release the anointing of God.
Yes.
In this room tonight, and the anointing don't only break you, but it destroys you, because anything that is just broken can be fixed. But if it destroys, you won't be confronted with that again.
Hallelujah!
Every head bowed, every eye closed. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we confront you tonight. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony. We are overcomers here. Oh Lord. Thank you for this spiritual revival. Thank you for this musical revival. The song service. And manifested into a revival. Oh,
yeah.
Oh Lord. Have your way here tonight. Somebody's heart is broken. That need to be mended. Somebody been hurt lately. And they almost gave up. somebody right here in this room tonight. Yeah. Almost pulled in the towel and declared I wasn't going back no more. Oh, Lord, thank you tonight for losing your power up on them tonight. You said in your name, we could lay hands on the sick, and they would recover. In your name, we could speak the devil, and send them back to hell. Yeah, Lord. We come against the spirit of suicide. Oh, Lord. We come against the spirit of suicide. Somebody, yeah, in a midnight for my long time. Somebody here tonight, yeah, been contemplating suicide. But oh, Lord, set them free tonight. Yeah. Hey, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you are alive. We trust you right now. Yeah. Every disease.
Right now.
Every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of love, the spirit of homosexuality, we bind it up right now. Every demon, we trust you tonight, and we bind you back in hell. Somebody say right now, lift your hand and say right now, lift your hand and say right now, open your mouth and say I'm free, open your eyes and say I'm free, get behind me now, put your foot on the devil, put your foot on him right now, go to stomping the devil right now, and tell him it's over, it's over. It's over. Come on and lift your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Lift your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Open your eyes and tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. It's behind me.
Oh.
It's over.
Yeah.
I can rejoice now. My joy is back, my peace is back, my mind is back, my heart is fixed.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, little,
tap your hand and give him some praise in you. Tap your hand and give him some praise. Give him some praise. Come on and clap your hand. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and bless him.
Ah!
Open your mouth and with the fruit of your lips.
Come on,
with the fruits of your lips, with the fruits of your lips, begin to bless God.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, just keep worshiping.
Your grace goes further than I'll ever know. Your love is the purest love anyone's ever shown. Your grace is what I long for most. Feels like home. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause all I want is to be with you. As my heart leads me straight to you. Yeah. Then it goes on to say this, listen. You're my foundation and whom I trust. And I find my comfort in your presence. And to know what it's like to not have you in my sight. Cause desperately all my days are as fire just to see your face. You where my heart is. Yeah, you are my treasure. Better is one thing.
More than
able,
in time
can you prove?
You are able. You're more than able. Time and time again.
I know this has been a very challenging season for you, but God told me to tell you rain is coming. Come on. Receive it. Get ready. I hear rain. I know it's been a very challenging season. Yeah. You've done everything you could. Within your reason.
Within your reason.
You've sown.
You've sown.
So much.
So much.
But still no breakthrough.
There's no breakthrough.
And the devil whispered in your ear and said,
maybe.
But the devil's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
Ever come.
But I hear the sound of rain. Come on, lift your hands and receive it for yourself. I know it's dry right now, but rain is coming. I speak that prophetically in your life. I came to encourage someone on today. Listen,
your dreams
are gone.
So
you settle. Yeah. You don't reach. Reach for greater. No, you don't. But I want you to do something today. Wherever you are, get up. And
look up.
For God has spoken.
The heavens
right now are open over your life. Come on, lift your voice and lift your hands and say, I hear the sound of rain. Yes, God. It's been challenging, but rain is about to fall. I know you want to give up. I know you want to throw in the towel. But God told me to tell you that the chapter is changing for you. He's turning the page, page after page, after page, after page. Come on, lady, get your good wig on. Put your good clothes on. There's something to say this. Say rain. Everybody, everybody, everybody say rain. It's gonna fall. No, it's been a hard season, but it's about to rain. Oh, weeping may endure for a night. God told me to tell some mother, some father, some sister, some brother, get your umbrella out and just say rain. Deliverance. Get ready for breakthrough after breakthrough, for blessing after blessing, for deliverance after deliverance. Shower down, shower down, Jesus. I need the rain. I hear rain. It's your season. Oh, I hear rain.
What I say?
So shower down. Please shower down. It's my season. I hear rain.
Stella Warden, internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He is the same God today that He will be forevermore. And I tell God, thank you that He is the holy God, that He is the almighty God. He is the God that loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to come and walk here on earth. He was divine, but He was also human. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus going on the cross for us. And yes, He went in the grave, but I tell God, thank you that He didn't stay there. He rose on the third day just as He said that He would, which proves that He is not a liar, that He is the holy God, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach His word. I tell God, thank you for His Son Jesus being the word that was in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you for His Holy Ghost power that He left here for man that was also here in the beginning. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your Son Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, dear God. And Father God, I thank you for being the God that is everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for being Alpha and Omega. I thank you for being the beginning and the end. Father God, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the God that sent your Son Jesus to save us from our sins. Father God, I thank you for being the miracle worker. Oh, Father God, I thank you just for being God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that we can stretch our hands out to in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being our best friend. I thank you for being the comforter, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the one that we can look to for everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch minds right now, and I speak to mental illness, and I speak your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak your healing power to cancer, God. I speak your healing power to diabetes, God, in the name of Jesus. To high blood pressure, God, every illness, God, I speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. You said by your stripes we are healed, and I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask you to move right now in the operating rooms, God. Touch your surgeons right now in the name, I say, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that they can do nothing without you, God. Strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Touch those that don't know you in the midst of their sins, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you change them right now, God. Let their will be conformed to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I lift up married couples to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, God, that you bring them together as one, God. Oh, Father God, hey, God, touch right now, God. Oh, strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give them your mind and your heart, God. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Touch our young people, God. Oh, Father God, keep them covered with your blood, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you order their steps, God. Oh, Father God, keep your angels encamped round about them, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, anything that you find that's not like you, I ask you to bind it up, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, dear God. Father God, I ask you to bless those that's incarcerated, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch them right now, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. Let them turn unto you. Let them come to you for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are there that are not guilty, God, open the doors in the name of Jesus that they might be made free in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless in your rehabs, God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, bind up that drug demon right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that desire to be clean, God, I ask that you purge and you cleanse them right now. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, move on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. That young woman, God, that's going through, God, touch her right now, God. Let her look to you, God, for everything that she needs, God. Oh, Father God, speak. In the name of Jesus, speak to her, God. Let her know that she can cast all of her cares upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless you in your houses of God where you are worshipped and honored, God. Touch your pastors, God. Touch your apostles, God. Touch your prophets, your evangelists, God. Touch your ministers, God. Oh, Father God, touch your teachers right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch your deacons, God. Oh, Father God, move on them right now, God. Touch everything that's in your house that's not like you. I ask you to pull it out. And send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came, God. Oh, in your son Jesus' name. Father God, I tell you, thank you. Touch our government, God. Oh, Father God, touch, God. Give them your heart and your mind, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, they have a soul too, God. And I ask that you bring them into you, God, that you get all of the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for encamping your angels round about the schools, God, keeping the children safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, I bind up that spirit of bullying right now in the name of Jesus, and I release your spirit of humbleness, God, your spirit of love in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise, God. Those that stand in need, God, I ask you to provide right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, you feed those that are hungry, God. Clothe those that need to be clothed, God. Provide a residence for those that need a place to stay, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, and I praise you, God, just for being God. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. I glorify you, for it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for another day that he has made. I thank God for his Son Jesus going on the cross for each and every one of us. He didn't have a select few, but I thank God that his Son Jesus loved the whole world, and that as he came that we might all be redeemed back to the Father. And I tell God, thank you, that I got wisdom now that it is he that I was serving, that he is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, only that I will serve. We thank God for NFI Radio allowing us this opportunity to come. I thank God for them. And for those of you that are listening, I speak God's blessings into your life, his anointing over your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we come back on today, I come to teach God's word that he gets all of the glory. We had talked about him being our Savior, and then we let you know that he can't just be our Savior, that he has to be our Lord. And I tell God, thank you for the word of God, how that word will strengthen you. And as he is our Savior, as he is our Lord, he has let us know in his word that as our Savior and our Lord, that he will never, ever forsake us. And I tell God, thank you. And when we look at the word forsake, that lets me know that he will never ever leave us, he will never ever let go of us, and he will never ever abandon us. And we find that in this life, that as we know people, that sometimes they are with us right now, but when you look around, you find that they are not there. They can sometimes say that I'm your best friend, I'm your buddy pal. But when things come, when you're going through your trials and your tests, and you look for your friend, you find that your friend is not there. I tell God, thank you for him being the one that will never leave us or forsake us. He will not abandon us. He will not let us go. If we look at Hebrews 13, verse 5, the word of God said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I tell God, thank you, that we might not have no food, might not have a car, might not have all that material things that we think we need. But I tell God, thank you for being the God that will never leave me nor forsake me. I've already let you know that physical food has its place, but that spiritual food can fill that hunger that you have. The spiritual food can heal. The spiritual food can deliver. And I thank God for his son Jesus being the one that would never, ever leave us, nor will he forsake us. And I tell God, thank you for his not leaving us or forsaking us. We've already established that when it comes to people, they might constantly leave us. And it's not always our friends that will leave us, but we're going to find that sometimes family will forsake us and leave us. And we're going to find that sometime death will come. And the word of God let us know that death will come. And if it's a loved one, we might find that we feel like we're all alone because God came and took mother, came and took father, might have come and took our brother or our sister. But I thank God that his promise that he would never leave us or forsake us is encouraging. And I thank God that I can call on him 24 hours a day, and he will come to my rescue. When we look at him not forsaking us or leaving us, it didn't just start in the New Testament, but it was in the beginning in the Old Testament. If we go to Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, to let you know that God is true to his word. The word of God let us know that he loves us, that he won't forsake us. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, it tells us, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. He had not been manifested in flesh yet, but yes, he was with the Father in the beginning. I tell God, thank you that he let Joshua know that before entering the promised land, I tell God, thank you, that he will not leave you nor forsake you. It's encouraging. It strengthens you when you read the word of God. It strengthens you even the more when you apply the word of God to your life. We look as Moses reminded Joshua that he was going to be the one that's stepping up as leader, and that as he was stepping up, he was letting him know that God himself, the Lord himself, is going to go before you. He's going to be with you. And he let him know that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And I tell God, thank you, that as sons of God, we must be the one that encourage people that are going through, that God would not leave you or forsake you, that he is right there with you. If I can't encourage someone to serve God, I'm not going to discourage them. I'm not going to come forth with a whole bunch of negative, but I got to let them know that God will go before them. I got to let them know that God will keep you. Got to let them know that no matter what you're going through, that God has said in his word, he will not forsake you. He will not leave you. Moses knew that he would not be going with Joshua. But he let Joshua know to be strong. If we look at verse 8, he said, "And the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Let me encourage you that no matter what you're going through, just as the word of God was effective and powerful and strong in Deuteronomy, that word is still effective and powerful and strong right now. I tell God, thank you, that he will not fail us. I tell God, thank you, because as you're one that has sincerely, not halfway, not sort of counter, but if you have sincerely received Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, he will not leave thee. He is right there for you. I always say it would be good to reach out and touch him with your finger, but the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And as we worship him in spirit and in truth, he is always there for us. We don't have to fear no man. We don't have to fear Satan. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, believers are assured that if they love God above all else and depend on him rather than material security, the Lord will never desert nor forsake them, but he will be their helper. And I tell God, thank you, that he will be the one that is there for us. He let us know, don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I tell God, thank you, that Satan has power, yes, but God has all power. And when we have that true relationship with him, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. He won't fail us. He is always there. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, that as we stand on the word, and when it seems like things are impossible, we got to remember that with God, all things are possible. With his son, Jesus, possible. With his Holy Ghost power, all things are possible. Because he let Joshua know that I will not forsake thee. I will not leave thee. I tell God, thank you, that as he made that promise, that we as sons of God, we must be strong. That we as sons of God, we got to be of good courage. We got to persevere in our trials and our tests. We can't give up. We got to resist temptations. We got to continue to trust in the Lord. We got to fully, not somewhat, not almost, but we got to fully obey him. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. If we look at Matthew 6, verse 30, I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. It said, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" If God provide and clothe the grass in the field. Don't you know, babies, that we are made in his image? Don't you know that he will provide for us? Listen to this. It said, God's word come with promises to all of his children that in trouble and in uncertainty, he will provide. God has promised to provide our food, clothing, and necessities. We need not worry if we seek to let God reign in our life. He let us know that he will provide, that he won't forsake us, that he won't let us go, that he will give us everything that we need. His word let us know that he is our healer, that he is the deliverer, that he is the miracle worker. As we stand on the word of God, as we trust the word of God, he is there for us. That we, as his sons of God, we don't need to worry. That he is the one that reigns in our life. We got to remember that he is the one that assumes full responsibility for our lives. Why? Because he is our Lord and Savior. And because he is our Lord and Savior, he will not forsake us. I tell God, thank you. If we look at verse 33, it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As we seek God and his kingdom, everything that we need will be provided. And as he provides for us everything, not some things, I thank God for his righteousness, because his righteousness, yes, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, yes, God, will help us to obey God's and his son Jesus' commands. And as we obey his commands, we can stand on righteousness. When Joshua saw that it might be hard to go into the kingdom of God, where Joshua thought it might be hard to go into the promised land, God, through Moses, let him know that he would not forsake him, that he would not leave him, that he would be right there for him. I tell God, thank you, that as he made that promise to Joshua, his promises are still true to us. I thank God for being the one that would never, ever leave us or forsake us. He's always there. He let us know that we can trust him. He let us know that we can cast all of our cares upon him, because he is the true and the living God. He is the God that won't let go of us. He is the God that will not abandon us. He's the same God today that he was on yesterday. And as he is the same God today that he was yesterday, he is the same God forevermore. Remember, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday, and the same God that he will be forevermore. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We ask you to come out and join us as we go before God teaching his word. And when the word of God come in morning service, I ask that God's word strengthen you. I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesday, nights we have Bible study, where we're still studying and teaching the Word of God. John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 2 said, the same was in the beginning. And I thank God for the Word. Not only is it penned on paper, that Word came here and walked among mankind, teaching us God's way. And I tell God, thank you. On the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. At 12 noon, we ask you to come out and join us. You can go and pray, and when you finish, you can leave. I thank God for the move of God and how he moves, and when he moves, we follow him, that he gets all of the glory. And on the third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage the disciples to go in the Word of God wherever they are. Because, see, it's the Word of God that we get our strength. I thank God for physical food. Yes, it has its place. But there's something about that spiritual food that strengthens us. That spiritual food gives us wisdom and knowledge. And I tell God, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Live the Word of God. Be doers of the Word. And not hearers only. Why? Because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday, and the same God that he will be forevermore. God bless you. God bless you until we come back together again.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Walken of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned thinking that I'll fall down.
keeper. Yeah, yeah. And I know you is my savior. And you is my friend. And I'm gonna follow you all to the end. Oh Lord, I don't know just how I feel. Just a little wheel turning in a big wheel. That's why I say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord.
Stand before the great judgment bar. Let her receive our just reward, and will my name be written in the great book of life, to be called as one who paid the price. And after all we've done and gone through, what a wonderful
life. When we've gone the last mile and mortalized, yeah. When we stand before the great judgment bar, they tell me that the gates will pearl and the streets will gold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the foundation was garnished with stone. Yeah, let me go. So that's mine and not a lie. When we stand before the grave to receive, that's when my name will to be called.
Don't you wanna join the heavenly choir? Don't you wanna sing and never get tired? I wanna tell you about the wonderful sight to behold.
Yeah.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road
is not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell you all this. There's a few folks roads to travel. Home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? With every road I try to choose, seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. Hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
I've learned. Jesus.
Lord, I am all I want. Sometimes